the taste of fear. I've known it from the boy sitting with me now in this place. And it's now that I give Tozer the answer I've never let him have the pleasure of hearing before. Yes, I am. I'm scared. In the darkness, I imagine the slow, dumb grin spreading across his face. Slow and dumb because, let's be honest, that's the sort of brain Tozer's got. As slow and dumb as mine is quick and uncontrollable. So, in my mind's eye, I see him grinning. I'm wrong. He makes a noise. At first, I can't work out what it is. I just know it isn't a laugh. Suddenly, I realise. He's crying. Tozer's crying. Softly, as if he's never done it before, and he's not sure if he's doing it the right way. Me and all. He shudders. He's trying to stop his fear getting out, but he can't. I'm really scared, he sobs, his voice cracking. What are we going to do? Even now, as I start whistling for help again, I can't keep my mind under control. I hear Tozer...